Today on Adventures in Odyssey.
Listen to me, Isaac. We got a net down here. We'll catch you. Just let go.
I don't think so, sir.
Word is you got stuck at the top of a climbing rope.
Something like that.
I thought you hated heights.
I do.
Then what were you doing up there?
I was trying to become a bone of wrath.
I beg your pardon? Isaac!
Pretty impressive shade of black and blue, huh? Rodney gave it to me at lunch.
You let him punch you in the arm? All the kids are afraid of him. He's a nasty, mean, rotten person.
What's your point?
Rodney's a bully! You want to be known as a bully?
The bleachers. Come on.
What in the world is that?
I don't know. It's coming from behind the wall.
Sounds awful.
Oh, there's Rod.
There's two rows of guys, see? And they all have paddles in their hands. They line up facing each other. And when Rodney calls your name, you run in between the lines. And everyone with the paddle takes a swipe at you.
What?
Hey, guys, it's Isaac the chicken.
You take that back.
Why? It's true.
Take it back or else.
Or else what? When I get through with you, you're going to have lots of excuses for why you're in the hospital.
Wait a minute. Listen.
What is it?
It's the ice. It's cracking.
Peter, get off the ice.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Chris. Have you ever wondered what it means to be courageous? Well, that's something Isaac Morton is going to find out the hard way, and us too, just as soon as our adventure begins. And that'll happen right after these important messages.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the Calhoun family is headed overseas.
Are you excited about your trip?
Sure. I've never been out of the country before.
But Lucia has a message for one of them.
When the offering plate came around to support this trip, I gave because of you.
She put in like $100.
$100?
That's a lot of pressure, little man. You gotta make $100 worth of impact down there.
Trey's got a lot to live up to this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Gym class at Odyssey Middle School. A time for exercise, sports, athletic competition, and panic. Let's see what's going on.
Listen to me, Isaac. We got a net down here. We'll catch you. Just let go.
I don't think so, sir.
Look, you can't stay up there forever. Your strength will run out sooner or later.
Somebody here call the fire department?
Yo, over here.
Well, what's the problem?
I got a kid stuck at the top of one of my climbing ropes. He's too scared to come down.
Looks pretty high. We're going to have to use the power ladder. It's right outside.
Will it fit in here?
Oh, yeah, through those double doors. We've done this before. I'll be right back.
Okay, but don't scuff up my gym floor. I just had it refinished. Hey, you kids, stop leaning on those double doors and open them up. Help's on the way, Isaac. Just hang on.
You don't have to tell me twice, sir.
Why'd he go all the way to the top? I told him only to go halfway. Easy, kids. Never listen to what you say. Might as well be talking to myself. Wait, I am talking to myself.
Isaac! Isaac, wait up!
Oh, great.
I heard about what happened in gym class this afternoon.
Boy, news sure travels fast around here.
Well, Isaac, a fire engine came to school. It's kind of hard to keep a thing like that a secret. Word is you got stuck at the top of a climbing rope.
Something like that.
I thought you hated heights.
I do.
Then what were you doing up there?
I was trying to become a bone of Wrath.
I beg your pardon?
A bone of Wrath. That's the name of Rodney Wrathbone's club. He's accepting new members, and that was part of my initiation.
Initiation?
Yeah, you can't just join the Bones of Wrath, Lucy. You have to be picked. But before you can be picked, you have to go through initiation. I've already passed phase one. See?
Isaac!
Pretty impressive shade of black and blue, huh? Rodney gave it to me at lunch.
You let him punch you in the arm?
No, a bunch of us lined up and he flicked us with a rubber band. Everyone who didn't flinch made it. I didn't flinch.
Hooray for you. And I suppose the thing with the rope was phase two?
Yeah. I pass as long as I can make it to the top.
What's phase three? Eating a brick?
I won't know until I get behind the baseball bleachers. That's where it happens.
Uh-huh. Just who makes up this initiation anyway?
Well, as the leader, Rodney does.
I should have known.
Why? What's the matter with Rodney?
You mean besides the fact that he's 16 and still in middle school?
Look, if you're going to make fun of him, can we at least keep moving while you do it? It's cold out here, and besides, I don't want to be late.
I'm not trying to make fun of him, Isaac. It's just that everyone who hangs around with Rodney Rathbone has a terrible reputation. All the kids are afraid of him. He's a nasty, mean, rotten person.
What's your point?
Rodney's a bully! You want to be known as a bully?
Lucy...
Well, I'm sorry, Isaac, but I don't understand why you're doing this.
Look, if I become a bone, I'll have something I've never had before.
A police record?
No! Fame, prestige, power.
Cuts, bruises, fractures.
You don't understand. Right now, everyone sees me as being yellow.
That's only because you don't get enough sun.
I'm not talking about my skin color. Everybody thinks I'm a chicken.
Don't be silly. You don't look anything like a chicken.
A coward, Lucy. Everyone thinks I'm a coward.
Oh,
now you know why I had to become a bone of Wrath. I have to prove to myself that I'm not a chicken, too.
Well, I guess you'll have your chance. Here are the bleachers.
Yeah. The bleachers. Come on.
What in the world is that?
I don't know. It's coming from behind the wall.
Sounds awful. Oh, there's Rodney.
Congratulations. You've passed the second test on your way to becoming a full-fledged bone of Wrath.
Thank you, sir, I think.
Howie Farnsworth, you're next.
I wonder what they have to do.
Let's take a look.
Hey, no cut.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
Yeah, everybody seems to have that problem.
What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to become a bone of Wrath.
Really? Me too. What goes on back there?
Phase three, the line of bravery.
The line of bravery?
Cool name, huh?
Yeah, how does it work?
Well, there are these two rows of guys, see? And they all have paddles in their hands. They line up facing each other. And when Rodney calls your name, you run in between the lines. And everyone with the paddle takes a swipe at you.
What?
Go, go, go!
Reject. There are no crybabies in the Bones of Wrath. Who's next?
Me. See you later, guys. I hope.
Peter Dillon, step forward to the line of bravery.
Bravery? This isn't being brave. It's being dumb. Isaac, you aren't really going to do this, are you?
But if I don't, they'll think I'm a chicken.
Who cares what they think? Besides, I don't think you're a chicken.
You don't?
No, please don't do this. Please.
Congratulations, Peter. You're on your way to becoming a full-fledged bone of Wrath.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Isaac. Glad you made it.
Oh, hi, Rodney. Peter, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, you don't look okay. Maybe you better sit down.
No. I just need to be alone for a while. That's all. Excuse me.
See you, Pete.
He's a tough little kid. He might just make a good bone. So how about it, Isaac? You ready?
No, he isn't. As a matter of fact, we were just leaving, weren't we, Isaac?
Well,
Leaving? I thought you wanted to be a bone, Isaac.
Well, nothing could be further from his mind. Isaac realizes now that he doesn't have to be in your damn gang to prove that he's a man. Right, Isaac? Well,
What are you, his manager? Let's go, Isaac. Well, you coming or not?
Tell him, Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac, tell me.
I just wanted more time to think about it. That's all.
Well, what do you know? You really are chicken after all.
I am not.
I am not. He even sounds like a chicken. Bawk, 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 bawk. I am not. I am not. Bawk, 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 bawk.
Cut it out. I am not a chicken.
Bawk, 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 bawk. Hey, guys, it's Isaac the chicken.
You take that back.
Why? It's true.
Take it back or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'll call you a barnyard animal.
Yeah, you're nutting, you little twerp. Now go on, get out of here. There's no room in the bones for a little chicken twerp like you.
Come on, Isaac, let's go.
Who's next? Come on, don't be like Isaac the chicken. Step up to the line of bravery and be a bone.
I'm sorry, Isaac. I didn't know that would happen.
No, it's all right. You've all done me a really big favor. Now I know what Isaac Morton really is.
Oh, Isaac, don't listen to him.
Just leave me alone, Lucy, okay? Please, just leave me alone.
Poor Isaac. We'll find out what happens to him when our adventure continues in just a moment.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I got my wish!
I am Eric the Red!
They're Vikings!
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. The key to adventure lies within your imagination. The Imagination Station books from Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Adventures in Odyssey Album 72, The Long Road Home, answers important questions while creating new ones.
Okay, I've got an idea that will help us all get to know each other better.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. Let's go around and name the worst thing you've ever done.
Questions of faith lead Olivia to decide on her true friends.
I've been trying so hard to figure out how to be your friend through all this.
You did it to hurt me.
Wonderful to see you again, my little Umnyashka.
Hey, Leonid.
And family secrets set out to complicate life for the Meltsters.
You're nervous about the meeting today, aren't you?
Indeed. Whoever sent me the text, that's what they wanted me to see.
How do you know?
Because it's about my dad.
Imaginary friends and mysterious maps are just the beginning of The Long Road Home. Now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, CD and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com. Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now, back to the adventure.
Well, hi there, Isaac.
Huh? Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I haven't seen you around here for the past few days.
I've been keeping a low profile.
Oh, I see. Well, what you reading?
Oh, nothing really. I was just looking at the pictures in this book.
The Knights of the Round Table. Good subject. You interested in knights, Isaac?
Sorta. They were really brave, weren't they?
Oh, most of them. We like to think they were, anyway. You know, the valiant and courageous knight in shining armor.
Yeah. What makes a person courageous, Mr. Whitaker?
Ooh, well, that's a tough one to answer, Isaac. Courage is displayed differently at different times. Sometimes it means doing or saying something. Sometimes it means not doing or saying something. It really depends on the situation.
Well, how do you know if you have any?
Oh, I think everyone has some form of courage, Isaac.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Well, you're not going to make this easy, are you?
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. I guess the best answer to your question, Isaac, is that it's hard to know if you have courage until you're put in a situation where it's necessary. It's kind of like an umbrella. You don't bring it out until you need it.
An umbrella, Mr. Whitaker?
Okay, so maybe it's not the best example in the world. You get the point, though, don't you?
Yeah, I get it. It's hard to know. I'll bet the knights always knew, though.
Well, not necessarily. In fact, one of the bravest men who ever lived had to be reminded over and over to be courageous.
Who?
Joshua in the Old Testament.
I mean the guy who marched around Jericho 7 times and then blew the trumpets and the walls fell?
That's the man. Here, I've got a Bible. Turn to Joshua chapter 1.
Okay, got it.
Good. Now keep in mind that Moses just died, and Joshua has to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Now, does that sound like a job for a coward?
No way.
Read what God tells him in verse 6.
Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of their land, which I swore to their fathers to give them.
All right. Now, read the first part of verse 7.
Only be strong and very courageous. God tells him the same thing again.
Yeah. Now, read the beginning of verse 9.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Wow!
See? Joshua was one of the bravest men who ever lived. And yet God has to remind him over and over again to have courage. And you know where that courage came from?
Where?
Read the end of verse 9.
Do not tremble or be dismayed.
For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See? Joshua was able to do all those great things because he knew his courage didn't come from himself. It came from God. And you know what? We can have that same kind of courage, too. All we have to do is ask for it.
But if I do ask for it, how will I know if I have it?
Oh, you'll know, Isaac. You'll know.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I'll see you.
Isaac, are you all right?
I think I will be. Now.
Mr. Whitaker said you came this way.
Well, I wanted to take a walk. Look at the river, Lucy. I've never seen it all frozen over like this before. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Isaac, it's freezing out here. Can we go back to Wits End, please?
But look at this, Lucy. The river's frozen solid. You can walk right across it.
I know. And I think somebody's trying it, too. Look!
Hurry back. Come on, let's go see what's going on.
All right. Come on, who's next? All you gotta do is run out, get the pine cone, and come back. It's simple.
I'll do it.
All right, Jeff. Ready? Go.
It's Rodney and the Bones. Looks like they're going to be the rest of the initiation. Come on.
Isaac, let's go back to Wits End. We don't have to go over there.
I do.
Go, Jeff, go, go, go. Go get Jeff. All right, Jeff.
Well, well. Hey, everybody. Well, it's Mr. Chicken and his keeper.
Hi, Rodney.
So you come to watch some real men in action?
Sure. Where are they?
Here comes one now.
I made it. Here's the pine cone, Rodney.
Good job, Jeff. All right, who's next? Come on, who wants to show Mr. Chicken here how it's done?
I'll go.
Peter, you don't have to show us anything, Peter.
I want to. I'm no chicken.
Good job, Pete. All right. You know what to do. Run out, get the pine cone, and come back.
Yeah.
Ready? Go! Hey, Isaac, how's it feel to know little Peter can do something you're too chicken to do?
Why don't you tell me, Rodney?
What'd you say?
I said, why don't you tell me? You know, you're real good at coming up with things for other people to do, but I never see you doing any of them.
Yeah, why don't you do this stuff, Rodney?
I don't have to. I'm the leader.
A good leader wouldn't ask anybody to do anything he wouldn't do himself.
I think maybe he's too chicken.
I'm not chicken.
Then how else do you explain it?
I don't have to explain nothing. I'm the leader of the Bones of Wrath. I make up the rules and I decide who does what, including who's in and who's out. And you're out. So why don't you just take off?
Sounds like more excuses to me.
You want excuses, Isaac? When I get through with you, you're gonna have lots of excuses for why you're in the hospital.
Wait a minute. Listen!
What is that?
It's the ice! It's cracking!
Peter, get off the ice!
Hey, I got the tool!
The ice is cracking! Get off!
He fell in! He fell in!
Do something, Ronnie! Don't just stand there! Do something!
Go out there. What if I fell in?
What if you fall in? Let go of me! Lucy, go call 911. Go get Mr. Whitaker. Now!
Oh, all right, Isaac.
The rest of you, line up. We gotta make a human chain. Come on!
I don't know how. What do?
We lay down flat on the ice. You got my ankles, you got his ankles, and you keep going that way. Then push me out so I can grab Peter. And when I got him, you move back in. Got it? All right, come on!
All right, come on, you guys.
Dear God, please help me.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great, Doctor. Thanks. Okay, thank you very much. Good news. Thanks to Isaac here, Peter's going to be just fine.
Oh, good.
How are you feeling, Isaac?
Nice and warm now. Thanks. But I could use another cup of hot chocolate.
Coming right up. You know, I still don't understand what Peter was doing out on that ice.
Because Rodney Rathbone dared him to, that's why.
He did?
Yeah, he's been making Isaac and Peter and lots of other kids do all kinds of dumb stuff just to get into his gang. And if they don't, he calls them chicken.
Maybe I should have a talk with this Rodney fellow. Here's your hot chocolate.
Thanks. I think the police already beat you to it, Mr. Whitaker. They weren't real happy about Rodney sending people out on the ice.
Well, the kids should have known better.
After today, we will.
This whole incident wouldn't have anything to do with our talk earlier about courage, would it, Isaac?
Maybe.
Well, then I'm glad we had it. You were very brave to do what you did.
But I didn't feel very brave. In fact, I felt like I was going to be sick. I didn't want to go out on the ice at all.
Then why did you?
Because if I didn't, Peter would have died.
In other words, you put your own safety aside to save someone else, right?
Well, yeah. But I still felt scared.
Oh, Isaac, courage doesn't have anything to do with how you feel, but what you do. You just proved that. Even though you didn't want to, you did the right thing, and that's a far cry from the foolish dares Rodney had you doing. You understand, Isaac?
Yeah, I understand, Mr. Whitaker. It's still kind of hard, though.
Oh, I know. It's a tough lesson to learn. Some people never do.
Hey, I just got an idea on how we can help him learn. I'll write this as a story in the Odyssey Owl.
I think that's a great idea, Lucy. What do you say, Isaac?
Well, okay, under one condition.
What's that?
Leave out the part about Isaac the chicken.
You got it. From now on, it's Isaac the Courageous, all the way.
Hooray!
In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus tells his disciples, "Greater love hath no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." I think Isaac realizes now that that's what real courage is all about. It's not taking dumb dares, but being ready and willing to sacrifice what you want for someone else's good, just like Isaac did for Peter, and just like Jesus did when he died on the cross. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed courage? I'd love to hear about it. Write it down on a card or letter and send it to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program is called Isaac the Courageous and was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll come back next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.